Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 281.
Censored on, so they cut off after a few minutes. They know when people walk in and out the door. But if you're on the pot and you've taken longer than, I guess, 2 or 3 minutes or however long it takes, you can clap and the lights come on. So
wow, amazing. That's interesting. Nice to know about your work bathroom. Hey everyone, welcome to Bear Podcast. This is Nard
and this is Ray.
Yes, this is a special event that we're doing, special location, I mean, that we're in. And we are actually at the Hans Payan Art Gallery here in the Montrose area. In the Montrose area here in 2016 Dunleavy here in Houston. And Hans is the artist. You can see over there. You can show over there some of the artwork you'll see over here. And
no, none of them are for me.
No, none of them are raised, okay? It's actually a lot. All of these are really...
well, maybe Shaft over here on the wall. Maybe that one was mine.
Yeah. We'll take some more videos of these later. Anyway, something special here. We're going to show you guys. It's...
right in the way.
Kendall. Yeah, you're in the way. That's Kendall over there behind Ray. Yeah. See? It's Kendall. Yeah, it's awesome that... I don't think they can see that.
That's probably a good thing.
Okay.
Then that's been an X-rated show.
Yeah.
It'd be an adult show.
Yeah, it's a... this is an adult show. Yeah. Yeah. Well, sort of, kind of. Okay, so yeah, we're here at on location
it's
at the
PG-17.
Hans Payan Art Gallery. What?
It's PG-17.
PG-17? NC-17. Mm-hmm. NC-17. Or, I don't know. Yeah, but because... Why? Because we have some adult artwork here, and yeah, I'll show you some pictures later, and we're going to have Hans to talk about some of his artwork here later. So, anyway, so let's go to you, Ray. How are you? How are you today, Ray?
Just fine. Just fine. Had a nice day at work.
Okay.
Got my car back from the dealership, all fine and purring.
What's wrong with it?
They had to do a software upgrade. I guess they upgraded to Snow Leopard.
Snow Leopard. It runs on Mac OS X.
It works.
Okay.
I wish. It's probably Windows. That's probably why everything keeps messing up on it. But no, apparently there's a software update. My AC just kept cutting off and the heat kept cutting on.
I've always thought ACs are controlled by...
Well, all the stuff in the car is automatic.
It's all
you set it at a temperature and it keeps it at that temperature.
Oh, that kind of
problem.
Okay.
I'd get in the car up and all of a sudden the heat would come on for no reason when it was 105 outside. So they said they did a software update. And I have new door handles. All my door handles used to be black. Now they're all chrome. Because there's a recall.
Oh, it's a recall. Okay.
Actually, it looks very good now. I was like, that looks a little bit better.
Yeah.
So.
Is it hard to park here? Sort of kind.
No, it's just hard to find because I kept looking for the address. And I was like, there are very few. And Houston is horribly labeled. Any other... Where I grew up, when they did 911 rolled out, everything had to have its address very plainly seen from the street. Houston, they don't care. I guess everybody, because they all got GPS here. But
well, yeah, everybody's got their own cars. They don't, because if you're in a public, you have a public transportation, it's just easier. Just ride in. You have destinations. But if you have your own car,
yeah,
which most Texans have here, they would rather drive their cars.
Yeah, so. Yeah. But it's just hard to get around Houston sometimes because there's no addresses on the buildings. So you're guessing at it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess for some people it is. Okay, so sad news. Last night. Actually, on this day we're recording this on Wednesday. And this last night, by the time you hear this, you already know about this. But Ted Kennedy, Senator Ted Kennedy died.
Yes, he did.
Last night.
And I'm sure people are going to get hate mail for this, but it's better when Kennedys die young.
Why? What do you say?
They look a lot better.
They're what?
They look a lot better.
Oh, they look. Okay, well, yeah.
So.
But you know what? I did notice that he's the one who actually died, who's a prominent politician who actually died natural causes.
Natural causes.
And wow.
So.
All the other ones are really just,
And if anybody followed me on Twitter, yes, I did make that mean ass comment about Mary Jo Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick, I think that's how you say her last name, meeting him at the gates of heaven and sending him to a bar in hell that every time he went to go take a drink of alcohol, the alcohol disappeared from the glass.
So, wow, that's really bad. Okay, Huber Dad.
Yeah. On Twitter. That's
on
right.
Twitter. You can catch him there. Okay. So what else is going on? Well, you mentioned earlier macOS 10 Leopard. You're using macOS 10 Leopard on your.
Yeah, whatever the latest version is. I ain't got some new Leopard yet. That comes out Friday.
Yeah. Are you going to get that?
Not right now.
Not right now?
Yeah.
It's only $30.
That's groceries for a week for me right now.
Oh, so. Okay, that's right. Oh, that's right. You removed. Have you seen your new place yet?
Yeah.
Yep. So how is it? Is it big?
Well, no. It's a one-bedroom apartment.
It's a one-bedroom. Oh, my God. It's got to be different.
But for the last 3 weeks, I kept thinking that the walls were painting this clay pot color, and they're not. They're just a dark beige.
No.
So I don't know where I got that figment from, but we went and looked at it yesterday, and she said, no, it's just beige. And I was like, okay, fine. So I was thinking that it was some off-the-wall clay pot color or something for some reason.
I'm going to miss the old house.
I know, me too.
We've been doing a lot of recording at Ray's house, and I guess he's going to move very soon, and we're going to miss that place. It's a nice place.
Yeah. So, oh, well.
No weeks. Okay,
one day I'll have a bigger and nicer place.
What else is going on? Well, the last time we recorded was just a couple of days ago.
Yes.
And we had...
And when this gets released, you'll be in Milwaukee.
That's right. Guys, if you guys are going to Milwaukee, let me know. Go to... email me, nard@bearpodcast.com. Let me know if you guys are going to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, for the NAGA, N-A-G-A-A-A, Fest. It's a Gay World Series. Are you guys going? Are you guys into softball?
It's all about gay softball.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Balls that are soft and gay.
Guys with their bats. And,
Catchers and pitchers.
Yeah. Pitchers and catchers. Yeah. I actually, on Facebook, I was talking to Frank from Atlanta, Georgia. And we were talking about, he's in the Mudcats. Him and Tim, I think. And so Tim, short stack bear, and... Frank, they're going to be in Milwaukee, so we're going to play softball with them. Maybe, I don't know if we're in the same division, so we might play against them. Which reminds me, I'll be taking lots of videos there of bears.
Uh-huh.
There's going to be a bear
video,
group, let me know.
Are you going to post the Comic-Con videos ever?
Yes, I have posted the second one, the second one last night. So, guys, check out the Comic-Con videos. It's actually with, who's doing it? This Carl. Carl was the one holding the camera going around. So he took lots of videos. Also, you took videos of...
well, there was four of them.
This one, the second one, is with Peter Jackson.
Okay.
And Heroes. You have Heroes there. So, yeah, check it out. Go to bearpodcast.com to check out the latest videos. And we're going to post two more of those Comic-Con.
There's a Chaser
videos.
One somewhere, and then there's a third one that wraps everything up on...
Oh, that's the third one. That's the one that wraps up the. So it's Comic Con 1, Comic Con 2, the Chaser video, and then.
Well, Chaser video is
out. Yeah, okay. So there are four. Watch out for four.
Four,
okay.
So, yeah.
And of course, this video too.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice. Nice butt.
Yeah.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Wolf, what a bear.
Hey, everyone. Joining us today is Hans, the owner of the Hans Payan Art Gallery. Here in Montrose area. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm not used to it.
You're not just using a microphone. Actually, I'm used to having an arm. Something else holding it. But well, in special cases like this, that we are in an art gallery and
slash studio.
Okay. So yeah, you were asking how long have you been here? Have you had this
about a year and a half.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do here?
Well, this is my studio, and when I have work completed, I show it and I convert it into an art gallery but when it's not an art gallery, all this is full of materials for me to work on. So it's a studio. But in this occasion, I did a show about work that I've been doing in this same room for about 3 months.
Okay.
And it's called Experimenting with Bears.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I had the show in October, and it went very well. And it's homoerotic painting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, and the reason I call it experimenting with beer is because I did different styles of the same theme.
Okay. Yeah, so would you experiment on Ray one time?
Yes,
I can would. Can you be a model one time for him?
Yes, I'm actually
looking. I keep telling Maynard we should do a nude photo shoot together and he won't listen to me.
No, I don't think
so. I'm actually looking for models right now.
Oh, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so yeah.
Give me about model. 2 weeks and I'll be available.
Why 2 weeks?
Moving.
He's moving.
From where to where?
From about 2 miles away. I'm moving from the house to apartment. So.
Yeah. Oh, so you're busy now.
Yeah. He's busy. So when he gets back, he can model for you.
Okay. Actually, I want to do, this is a truth. I want to do a series of couples, like two bears, mm-hmm. And, you know, having sex. But... But,
okay, go have sex. Go.
But I don't want to show, you know, I just wanted to make it artistic.
Okay.
I want to, like, the bodies inter you know, I don't know how to explain it very well, but because, you know, Spanish is my first language. English is my second language.
Okay.
But I want two bears, and I think he would be great to use him with Sharam.
With Sharam? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hot.
It's gonna be something like it looks like it's you're doing something, but you're not gonna do nothing.
Okay. Oh. Would it help if we had teddy bears here and let them do, you know, positions?
No.
I mean, you know, describe what you're gonna
no.
Like
no.
I don't know, just an idea. So how long have you been painting?
All my life.
All your life.
I went to art school in my country, the Dominican Republic, and since I remember in school, I was painting and filling up the notebooks with drawings, and yeah, I've had a passion for drawing mm-hmm. for the longest time. And I was taught that you cannot be a painter if you don't know how to draw. So I started drawing, and I use many types of pencils, pastels, charcoal, and all that. And then finally, I started to paint, and I started with oil. I did mostly oils. But now I'm doing mostly acrylics mixed with varnishes, and it's a mixed media because I mix the materials that I use. Most of these I have to do flat because since I mix oil and water, the things that you can achieve, they need to be flat so they dry in certain ways.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I have to have a big table here when I'm working. But, you can see the results.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm. They're not all here because I sold some of them, but
Always a good thing.
That's always a good thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And I'm planning to go to put this show in Dallas.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that finalized already? Not yet.
No. I'm in the process of getting. I don't even have a place yet, but I'm going to get it.
Okay. Wow, look at that.
Maybe we can take it on the road, L.A., San Francisco.
Yes. Trump and I have been talking about that. He says that I should take it on the road and make and have this show in many cities in the United States. But he said it's better to do it when the beer events are in each city, which, of course, that makes sense.
You know what? You can do it in Dallas for TBRU next year.
T-Bear?
TBRU, Texas Bear.
Dallas.
Yeah. You can probably sell some of your artwork there. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Thank you for the tip.
Yeah. Okay. So you had the gallery opening here. When was it? We were out of town.
We were both out of town.
He was in Comic-Con. I was in a road trip.
You mean for this show?
Yeah. Tell us about the opening day, for experimenting with bears.
Well, it was Saturday. And I opened, since, you know, Saturdays people go out to eat and then to the bars, I invited a lot of people. So I was a little afraid because the place is not too big that it was going to get too crowded. So I did something that I haven't seen any other gallery do. That. I did the opening from 6 o'clock to 1 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot of hours for people to come in and out. And that's exactly how it happened. Some people came at 6:30 was when I started to get some people in. And then they started to come in and out until almost 1:15, the last person came in. And a lot of guys, most of the guys that came in from Bear 411.
Really?
Because I invited a lot from them, from there. I was, you know, messaging guys and inviting them and getting their emails to send them e-vites. And I was very successful. Most of them were interested in getting an e-vite for something like that. And most told me that they haven't seen a homoerotic show in Houston ever.
That's right. Actually, this is the first time I've seen one. Mm-hmm. I've seen homoerotic paintings before. It's just that this is really very bear-oriented right here.
Yes.
And we have Kendall here too. Kendall.
Yes. Okay. Well, something I can tell you about my paintings is that I was inspired with pictures of different bears that I found in Bear411 Facebook. Well, mostly Facebook, because Bear411, you can't copy the pictures. Mm-hmm. And I need, of course, to copy them, to look at them, to create something with them. And so mostly are from Facebook. This is Kendall.
Yep.
Nice guy.
Kendall over here.
And another one that's not here that I sold, it was him. And that one over there, those two over there are of a bear. His name is Isaac Angel. And he's a Turkish singer that lives in L.A.
Okay.
And I really, really like his pictures. Very aesthetic.
Yes.
And that's why I use those. But most are different bears and pictures. I get inspired by photograph. Yeah.
That's right. Did you take pictures of the artwork and send it back to him and say, here, this is what I did of you?
Yes. On Facebook, every time I did that, first of all, I send them a message and I said, would you mind that I use your picture to make a painting? Everybody said yes. I mean, everybody said no. Everybody said no, they wouldn't mind.
Sharam's here.
Mr. Istanbul Bear is over there.
Yes. But he didn't bring the crown or the scepter.
Everybody said, of course. So after I did one painting of somebody, I posted on Facebook and they were very happy.
Okay. How many did you sell?
In total, 13.
Oh, that's very good.
13?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow. And how many do you have left here? I guess
I don't know.
About 20. Painting. Keep painting.
I keep painting because...
Are you going to make some more?
Yes, I have to make some more because if I want to continue making this show, I have to, paint more and substitute
bears. Yes. Okay, so how can people contact you so they can probably, be a model?
Email me, and the email is hanspayanartgallery@hotmail.com. So it's my name. The gallery and the email address is just my name, Hans Payan. Hans as in Hans Christian Anders.
Yeah.
Then Payan is Payan, artgallery@hotmail.com. Oh. Or call me at 713-894-4480, not for a date.
Not for a date. He's taken. Yeah. Okay.
Wow. Do you have photographs of the paintings online anywhere on a website?
We're going to see it.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, right now, Sharam and I are working on a new website that's going to be called Bears by Hans, BBH. And it's going to be my paintings and prints.
Okay.
And some other stuff that has to do with the art that I do.
Okay.
But we're working on that. It's much more difficult than what we thought. But meantime, I have a website that is not too good looking. It's okay. And it's artinablink.com. And it's for art, homoerotic art. And I have other gay artists there.
Okay.
But meantime, you can see what I do on that website, artinablink.com.
Art in a blink.
Yes.
Okay. So there you go. If you go look at the website, and if you see anything you like, you can contact Hans there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. And you can also catch him on Facebook as
Bear Art.
Bear Art on Facebook.
Wow. Yeah, because I have another Facebook, which is my name, and my family is there, and all these bears started to get up, and everybody has pictures there, and suddenly my cousin is saying, what are all these naked men in your name? I said, okay, it's time to create a new one.
Okay.
Bear Art.
Let's ask the audience, do you have two accounts on Facebook, one for the gay one?
You should. You should.
That always happens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so thank you, Hans, for... inviting us here in the Hans Payan Art Gallery.
You are very welcome.
And good luck with your paintings.
Thank you very much.
And I have a question. Who posed for the blue one right here? Because I'd like to meet them.
Say that again?
Who posed for the blue one there? I want to meet them.
It was from my head. Memories. Okay.
Okay. From memories.
Memories. Damn.
Get your gear on and join the Show Me Bears from St. Louis, Missouri on November 12th to 15th for Hibernation. With an All-Stars theme, the event offers many great activities and events for bears and bear lovers alike. So if you're into sports or sports gear or just hanging out with the hot bears from around the world, come to St. Louis, Missouri for Hibernation. Visit showmebears.org for more information.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice. Nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Hey, everyone. Joining us now is Mr. Istanbul Bear, Shahram.
Hello, everybody.
Okay. Yeah, it's great to have Hans here. Shahram and Hans invite us here, actually, the gallery.
Yeah.
So
glad to have you.
Yeah. And we're glad, too, that you invite us here. And it's always good to be around bear art.
Homoerotic.
So, Shahram, what's it like to be married to Hans?
It's amazing.
Is it? Yeah. When he's creating, do you just stay out of the way?
There you go. Lower. Yeah. Okay, that's good. Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Actually, you get a lot of fantasies in your head.
Oh.
All
okay.
the time.
Of all these, which is you? Which one is you? What one over here looks like you over there?
Well, everybody says that, but it's not really me.
It's not really you.
It was another couple. They live in Houston, actually. And Hans did it from them. Their picture. They're on 411, actually.
Oh.
But the one that was actually mine, we took it to the house, so... It's over
there. It's hanging over the bed.
The one that's really you, okay. That's the best way to do it.
A lot of people say that guy has my face, or they say this is mine, but I don't open my ass like this. I never open my ass like this. And I don't have a boot like that.
Yeah, look at that. That's the one I like. I like it because it's just so in your face.
I know. I remember you wanted to hang it in your bedroom, you told me.
Yeah, but no, I don't think so.
When your mom comes and visits.
Yeah, yeah, my mom wouldn't like it at all. So how many people tried to lick the button this one?
You can go check the Facebook.
Oh, everybody's doing it. That is awesome. Okay. So, yeah, I'm glad that Hans got all these things together and you guys are going to travel with it. It's awesome.
Yeah. And I'm enjoying traveling with it also. I mean, he's going to go to different bear events and around the country, and I get to go with him.
There you go. Oh, we got to go to another bear event.
Not again. Okay, so speaking of trips, all right, so you just came from...
Montreal.
Okay.
Oh my God!
Yes. Tell us about the first day you arrived there. It's your first time to go to Montreal, right?
Well, yes, it was my first time to Canada, and first time in Montreal as well. Mm-hmm. And the city is—you don't feel like you're in the American continent. You feel like you're in Europe. It's totally different feeling, and people are so friendly. I mean,
the Bible Belt stops at that parallel.
Exactly. And we saw so many churches, and they're all empty. I mean, they just...
Churches chicken?
Not churches chicken. I mean, church.
Oh, okay.
Like Catholic church.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're all empty?
I mean, they are abandoned. And a lot of them...
What?
I mean, they said they have only for ceremonies and all that kind of thing.
For weddings.
And
funerals.
Like that.
But,
yeah. And people... are not religious up there. You can see that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like here.
Okay.
No, it's not like here.
Wow.
But everybody is openly holding hand everywhere, and it's...
Bears kissing.
Yeah,
anywhere.
Kissing.
Wow.
Yes. And
see what happens with a country that allows gay marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, they have a president now that they don't like. They say he's like Bush, kind
of. Oh, really?
And
very conservative?
He's conservative, yeah. And he wants to change the law about that. But there are a lot of opposition groups that, I mean, they say, no, you need to leave this alone. You cannot touch this.
Yeah.
We went there for 5 days, and it was actually the Gay Pride weekend.
Oh,
we get to see the Gay Pride.
How do you compare the Gay Pride there to Gay Pride Anyway, in the city.
Don't ask. Don't,
well, you could actually walk around outside and not suffocate.
That's the first thing, exactly. But it was like 2-3 hours almost waiting for the pride to pass. And people, I can't say, I mean, here, I've been to Pride here. It's very hot. And I mean, it's good for its own thing, but over there, it's totally different experience. Okay. And you see a lot of things that you cannot see here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're actually people nude in their parade.
Yeah.
People go nude?
Yeah. Go look on Flickr at Toronto Pride.
Wow.
Yeah.
Search Toronto Pride, and there's all kind of pictures of the nudist group was walking nude last year, and there's a bunch of nudity and stuff. Wow. And it wasn't as much as nudity, it's just people were doing their own thing.
Yeah. So. And they had, what amazed me was they had a Lebanese gay group that they were playing Arab music, mm-hmm. and they were wearing like Arab clothes and all that, and they were dancing. Wow. With the Lebanon flag, they were waving the Lebanon flag, and they were openly gay. And they had a Jewish group that was saying that, Jewish guilt doesn't work on me. They had this poster on their head. Okay. And they had a Palestinian group also that they were protesting against.
They were protesters?
Yeah, they were protesters, basically. But not... they were gay protesters against the discrimination in Israel. Against that kind of thing. And there was a group that, it was very interesting. They were carrying something like a casket with them. And, and they had the black armbands, and they were saying that. They were saying, We party here now, but a lot of gay people around the world are in their life is in danger, and get killed.
Especially Iraq.
Iran, and other countries like that. Like,
that's right.
Yeah, but it was amazing. And it was amazing. The best bear bar, Stud. If you ever go to
in Montreal.
Yes, wow. Yes.
Okay, well, how do you describe the clientele there?
Go to my Facebook. You can see the pictures.
Go to Persian Bear on Facebook.
But people are so friendly. I mean, bears are so friendly up there. I went there Saturday night. Hans stayed in. He was tired of walking around in the pride. But I went with my friend Nafez, actually.
Oh, Nafez.
Yes. I went with him to the bar, to the Stud. And we met these guys that they were so friendly, Ralph and Al. And Al was a masseur. And he gave me a body massage while I was sitting on the pool table in the bar.
Okay.
And I wanted to fall asleep right on the spot. I bought him a drink later, but he was really...
You go to Montreal to get massages on a pool table. Yeah. Awesome.
I would never forget that one.
You can get a massage on the pool table with a ripcord. Might not be the kind you want. But you get a massage.
Yeah. That is right. Wow, that's awesome. So what's your favorite tourist spot that you went there? I've never been to Montreal.
Myself. Okay. Montreal itself... there's a place that you go on top of the mountain because Montreal is like an island. It's surrounded by water. And you can see the whole city. And it's a huge castle up there that you can go and take pictures or look around. It's a beautiful park also surrounded by it. And that was a great place. I mean, one of the best places I visited in Montreal. But we had a day trip to Quebec City, which like it's 2.5 hours from Montreal. If you ever go to Montreal, you need to go to see that city because I think it's the most beautiful city in the Americas. It's like...
It looks like a European city.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Wow. You imagine Paris in 1800s. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like that. Full of beautiful castles and brick streets. It's all brick paved and it's... Oh
yellow
my God!
Roads.
Brick roads, exactly. And You cannot believe how they preserved everything. I mean, everything is old, but they preserved it really nicely.
Wow.
And that was one of the best experiences also that I had.
When are you going back? Are you going back there?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely, definitely.
Maybe we should go. Mike and I should go too.
I think. You should go.
Yeah.
And they have a very handsome, friendly bartender at Stud. His name is Dean.
Dean.
If he watches.
Hi, Dean.
This,
you're watching.
Hi, Dean.
Shout out.
I mean, this was an experience that if you go to the bar, you have to go to the bartender and tell him what you want to drink. We were sitting a little bit further from the bar, and he walked to us, and he asked us what we want to drink. And the bar was full of people.
And
so
he singled you guys out because you come from the Americas.
I don't know, but he was really nice to us. Surprising.
Maybe he saw you before already on Facebook.
No.
Prepare for one maybe. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. Nice people.
We should plan a trip. We should go there.
True.
It's not far from here. It's like maybe 4 hours flight.
Is it expensive to fly?
Actually, I used my Continental miles.
It's easier
we went for our third anniversary.
Southwest flies up to, is it Pittsburgh? There's a city right there on the border they fly to, and I don't see it's
yeah, exactly.
Pittsburgh or something. So if you got Southwest miles, you can use it.
Yeah,
and then just maybe an hour drive away or something like that.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay. Let's plan it next year. No, I don't know. Mike and I have plans next year. But yeah, Montreal.
Next year's Comic-Con.
And everybody speaks French there. I mean,
how was your French?
Amazingly.
How was your French?
I mean, it was hard to find people who speak English.
Yes.
I mean, when you go to village or the gay area, everybody speaks English. But in the city, all the signs are in French. So if you're driving, excuse me, you can't make it.
So all the gays there speak English.
Yes, they do.
But if you're not gay...
It's a predominantly English-speaking country except for Quebec.
Quebec.
Yes, exactly. It is mainly because it's still French colonist.
And did you know they have a law there that you cannot have a sign in English or dual language?
Really?
All the businesses, they cannot
put a sign.
They have to be French.
Wow.
They want to preserve the language.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Quebec's
it's tough.
The giant state that keeps wanting to succeed from Canada. So it comes up every couple of years that because they want to stay French.
Yeah.
So.
And when you go to the restaurant, you better know a little bit of French.
Okay. Say something in French, like count to three.
Je t'aime.
Je t'aime. Oh, je t'aime. You say that to Hans all the time.
Right? Yep.
Okay. Wow. Well, okay. So it's great that you have stories to tell. And where can people catch most of your pictures now?
It's on Facebook. If you go to Persian Bear on Facebook, I have an album there. Montreal 2009.
I'll grab some pictures there.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, okay.
Yeah, some videos too. If you
want. Got some videos.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Nice. Okay.
Some videos from the Pride too. If you wanna upload some of them.
Yeah. Zach, you're in Canada. Tell us how you like.
Oh,
the Pride.
That's right, Zach.
Zach, tell us how you like the Pride Parade because I think he's in Montreal. Outside, I might be wrong.
That's right, Zach.
I think he's
be watching this, so. Zach. And let us know if you are.
Let us know
if you went to
you
the Pride.
You critique my French.
All right, we're going to wrap this up.
So we're surrounded by our bear erotic art.
Yes. Yeah.
No Twinkies.
No Twinkies. Oh, there are some. It's over, the ones over there, some Twinkie type.
I keep looking at this one up here on the top and getting distracted because they're eating his ass. But.
That's right. That is just very explicit.
Yes.
Art here. Yeah. So, check out Bear Art on Facebook. Search it on Facebook
and all the stuff we post in the show notes, so you can go back and follow it there. So.
That's right. Also, and also go to showmebears.org and check out Hibernation. It's coming up soon, and that's episode 280 with Robert. So yeah, just a reminder. Just go to bearpodcast.com for more info about Show Me Bears and Hibernation. Okay, so. We're going to wrap this up. We're going to go eat.
We're going to go eat. So give us a call at 206. Totally forgot their information. Give us a call at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yes. And leave your voice comments and I'll play it in the show. So, what else? Yeah. Email me, nard at bearpodcast.com.
Or ray at bearpodcast.com.
Yes. Subscribe by iTunes. Go to bearpodcast.com for leave your comments there. And follow us on Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter. Bear Podcast on Twitter. And individually, we have our own, Nard and
Huberdad.
Okay. So, thank you, everyone, for listening and watching, video. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. And we'll send many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.